Exceptionalism, the delusion that the United States is different. The four empires in question, Rome, the Spanish-centered Habsburg Empire, the Netherlands, and Great Britain, were each, in its day, the leading world economic power and the principal naval or military power. Rome's triumph spanned many centuries before clear decline set in during the 4th and 5th centuries. Spain's global heyday began in the 1490s, spanning the 16th century before crumbling during the 17th. Spain, in this imperial context, goes beyond the Iberian Peninsula because of the 16th century Habsburg dynastic tie to Italy, Austria, and Burgundy. In Empire, Henry Kamen, a prominent historian of Spain, underscores better than most how Habsburg Spain was much more than the Iberian Peninsula. A rare coincidence of inheritance brought together under the elected Holy Roman Emperor Charles V, also known as Charles I of Spain, 1516 to 1556, not just the peninsula, but also Italy, the Low Countries, Austria, and part of Germany. The four-decade union of crowns was not a full economic or political union, but it enriched the power of a Spain also lucky enough to be welcoming gold and silver fleets from the Americas. The Dutch Empire, built on the maritime piers and pilings of global commerce, rose during the 17th century and eroded during the 18th. Great Britain emerged in both industrial and naval might during the 18th century, dominated the 19th, and lost its broad hegemony during the early decades of the 20th. The symptoms analyzed here are those seen during each power's notable period of decline. No nation escaped the processes and subsequent disillusionment. Historians of great power decline do not emphasize religion, save with respect to Rome, but it has also played important roles elsewhere. These pages put religion first less because of preeminent causation. Economics and warfare have played equal or greater roles than because of this book's larger focus on the re-emergence of faith-driven politics. Edward Gibbon, in his 1776 masterwork, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, pointed to an overconfident and intolerant Christianity as the cause of imperial decline. The English historian's basic thesis was that after the late 4th century Roman Empire made a state religion of Christianity, which until then had been just a minor sect, that combination of church and state became crippling and divisive, so that religious excess helped to bring down an already weakening empire. Other historians have agreed. Michael Grant in The Fall of the Roman Empire has suggested that, by contrast, the previous polytheism had been versatile and relatively tolerant. Christian Rome, however, withdrew tolerance and pressured its regions and peoples on behalf of the one true religion. This worsened Roman relations with allied German tribes practicing a somewhat different, even heretical Christianity. Jews unhappy with a rival monotheism and adherents of the old gods that were so much a part of Roman history. In consequence, concludes Grant, what contributed above all to this decline was the application of religious coercion, for it achieved precisely the opposite of its unifying aims, powerfully accelerating the forces of disintegration and dissolution. The Emperor Constantine, the great Christian advocate, weakened Rome by splitting it into separate Eastern and Western empires, the latter soon untenable. Like Gibbon, Grant goes into considerable detail. As for Spain, its late 15th and 16th century ascent had been closely tied to Catholic faith and expansionism. The reconquest of the Iberian Peninsula from Islam, completed in 1492, the overseas missions of conquistadors, Jesuits, and priests carrying the cross to the New World, and at home the forced full conversion or expulsion of Spain's nominally converted Jewish and Muslim populations from 1492 into the early 1600s. However, further extensions of these narrow psychologies helped to bring about the nation's 17th century decline. Religious excess and the crown's preoccupations with advancing Catholicism globally are widely agreed upon as contributing factors. For one thing, Spain's religiosity deepened in the late 1500s after the conversion or expulsion of its Jews and Muslims emphasized the national commitment to Catholicism. The faith militant became the faith triumphant. New religious orders proliferated. 17 were founded in Madrid during the reign of Philip II, as did almshouses and hospitals run by groups such as the Hospitaller Brothers of St. John. Inward piety and direct communion with God increased among those in monasteries and convents, turning their faith away from church teachings. These practices and literature, although in ways heretical, were accepted as a form of mysticism.